We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to Steinie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, if you missed any of our discussion with Juan Toscano-Anderson, you can hear it now on the brand new Odyssey app. If you've already downloaded the Radio.com app, it will automatically update to Odyssey. If you haven't, what are you waiting for? Download the Odyssey app today to get all the audio that matters to you. It's the final hour here, Steinie, Guru, and Dibs on a Friday. Want to let everybody know that Steve Kerr is coming up with Damon Ratto and Kolsky, his weekly appearance on the afternoon show. That is at 3 o'clock. And also Guru's Lock of the Day is coming up here at 1:20. So stay tuned for that.
At 1:10, JD, a chance to win $1,000. I think it's our last chance in this cash contest cycle. So
wow.
110, $1,000, 118, maybe $1,000 there. Steve Kerr interview, cash money. It's nothing but winning here on a payday Friday. Let's go.
Yeah, a lot of positivity, Goo. I can tell by looking at you here on the Zoom. You're excited.
Yeah, no doubt. And we're 13 Dan Marino days away from the draft. I can't wait, man.
Let's get back to some calls here. Duriel in San Jose, you're up next here on 95.7 The Game.
I was just listening and everything, man. And, you know, my thing is, I feel like I agree with Guru. There's a double standard and everything. You know, if Fields had said this, he would have dropped from the number one position. You know, he wouldn't get drafted number one. If, you know, James Wiseman had said this, the Warriors wouldn't have drafted him and everything in number one. You struck a nerve whenever you talk about quarterbacks with 49ers fans, because we had Joe Montana. He damn near died on the field trying to be our quarterback. Steve Young, they had to carry him off the field. You know, Jeff Garcia, he never lacked effort and everything like that and wanting to win. And, you know, that's what we want here. You know, the owner of the team said we're about championships and putting banners up and things like that. So, you know what we want here. And if you don't win a Super Bowl around here, you go through it and lose. You're not going to get to hang around like Jim Kelly in Buffalo or something like that. We're going to run you out of town, you know, sooner or later. So, you know, that's my take on it. And as far as JTA, Anderson goes and everything, man, you know, having fans tell you this and that, that comes with the territory, especially if you're a good player. You're going to have fans that, you know, especially with Warriors fans, you mess around and have a couple bad games. You know, they're talking about trading you and cutting you off the team and all kind of crazy stuff, man. So, you know, get used to it. And, you know, the fans, we're the ones who buy the tickets, buy the jerseys, video games, and all the stuff that allows you to be a millionaire or whatever, you know, if you get there. So just keep that in mind.
Thanks, Duriel. Hey, keeping it real, man. Keeping it on lock, Dibs.
Yeah, it is part of it's part of the nature of the business. And obviously, to a much lesser extent, what we do, too, is, you know, part of it is open to criticism. If you have an opinion, people can call in, they can text in. If you throw something out on Twitter, people can respond to it. We are public figures in a much, much, much lesser way than Juan Toscano-Anderson and other players in the NBA. But it's all the nature of everything nowadays. If you put a tweet out or Instagram or a TikTok or whatever, people can comment and people, you know, it's an open forum to allow people to chime in. And if you have a goat fence that's low, if people can get your goat easily, then you may not be cut out to do what we do, certainly, Goo.
Dub Nation is dope.
There you go. Let me ask you this, Dan and JD. His father, I got the article up right here. His father said he's not award-driven. He's not, I want to win a Super Bowl at all cost. And maybe I am overreacting, but he doesn't want to win a Super Bowl at all costs. My question to you, Dibs, my guy, what does that mean?
It means if he doesn't win the Super Bowl, he's not going to find his way to the bottom of a whiskey bottle in order to soothe his soul. It means that if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, he's not going to, you know, wind up on Skid Row. He's not going to, you know, tear his hair out. He's going to try like heck to win a Super Bowl. If he doesn't get it, if he's not the league MVP, he's going to be able to go on and function with his life. And now, if you perceive that to be soft or not the kind of competitor that you want as a GM, as Daryl Johnson, general manager, well, then that's your call to make. I think that, you know, in putting aside the racial component of this, and
yeah,
I think
no
we
doubt,
all agree
you can.
That if it were Justin Fields who was saying
it's
this,
yeah.
And, you know, if he was the number one overall, there certainly would be, you know, a lot more, I think, negative pub. And that's a sad, sad statement about where we are as a society, you know, some 400 years, 500 years in. But you look at the situation with just Trevor Lawrence, and I myself would want to look at what he's done on the field. And these comments to me would not ring as a red flag until I see it for myself. You know, and if they come out and he throws a pick six and they lose a playoff game and he shrugs, and in the post-game press conference, they're asking him, you know, Trevor, what happened on that play? I don't even care. I mean, I thought he was open. I threw it. Whatever. I'll see you at the bank in 2 weeks. Well, now we've got a problem. But, you know, this is, I think, just the dad saying he's just wired a little bit differently.
And Goo, let me ask you this.
All right.
Would you rather have Trevor Lawrence or Trevor Lawrence's pops lie? Like, just say, oh, yeah, he's all in. He's committed. It's everything. Everything's about winning. And it's fair. I'm not saying you're wrong if he has, but would you rather have him lie and say, I'm all about X, Y, and Z if he's really not? Like, what's the negative by just being truthful?
I would rather believe or have myself believe that this guy that's going to change the fortune of our franchise, you know, sits in bed at night on his downtime thinking about winning a Super Bowl. And I don't want to find out that you're okay if you don't want to win one. And I'll give you a quick story, and you guys can be like, where the hell did that come from? When I was getting married to my lovely wife, Mia Brown, our parents met for the first time. We had a dinner. And my dad, no alcohol at all, Dibs, made a comment that I didn't like because I perceived the comment to be heard by my soon-to-be mother-in-law, Miss Mary Brown. And although my dad thought it was a joke, you only get one time to make a first impression. I didn't appreciate Miss Brown hearing that from my dad, not knowing what context. She could have took it a few different ways, and me and my dad had a conversation. So to answer your question, JD, it's not a bad thing. It's just robbing the franchise of your dad speaking to, you know what? He's okay if they don't win. And that's how I'm taking this. And I don't know how the Jaguars are, but I get it, Dibs. Do you understand that some people could read this and be like, damn, he ain't all the way invested. And
absolutely.
If you're not, okay, does that mean if I ask you to stay late at the, you know, you? Oh, no, I got to go home. I got to leave. If I ask you to come early, does that mean because you don't let a game, you're going home? I'm thinking about all those little things that could happen.
And it could be a small piece to it. And, you know, if it's one pepperoni on an extra large pizza, then so be it. I don't think it's a whole slice. I don't think it's multiple pieces. But it's something to definitely keep in the back of your mind going forward.
Let's give away some money. Time once again for the Splash for Cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word CAKE. Oh, my goodness. CAKE to 72881. You got me, Dibs. You finally got me. That's CAKE to 72881. Brought to you by Outdoor Supply Hardware, Patio Garden, and more at Osh.com. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply.
They got that sexy body and everything.
HR will be calling you at 2:01.
Yep.
HR, right.
Yeah.
JD, real quick, what's up with the beanie? We got beanie JD. Your little thug life going on.
It's like Kevin Durant used to come into the press conference in the White Sox hat when it was like there was something to be, like you needed to bring a different kind of mentality, right? Like just you bringing a little bit of that edge to the show because you want to make sure you don't get bullied, you don't get pushed around, you're ready to have a little bit of a backbone. When I throw the beanie on, That's my I'm Kevin Durant moment, and I'm holding this show.
You know who I am.
Yeah. I mean, temperature goes up, and then more clothes goes on. I mean, it's not exergen temperature check. It's beanie weather at John's house.
He's locked in.
The truth is, Goo, I mean, that's a great story, but the truth is the headset, because of my, you know, slick dome, sometimes the headset will fall off of my dome and I can't always get the size right on the top. So I need a little bit extra. I need a little bit extra on the top to make
sure
that
the headset,
doesn't fall off. Yeah. Go ahead, Goog. Sorry, man. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying we noticed Beanie JD. It's all good. Not Beanie Siegel, but Beanie JD.
We're just going to let you think, you know, it's when I need to make sure that I'm not getting pushed around because I'm Kevin Durant, like when Kevin Durant would come in with the White Sox hat. So that's what it's all about. Let's get back to some more phone calls. Antonio in Oakland is up next. Hey, Antonio. You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what's up, you guys? You know, Damian Lillard and Russell Westbrook said some similar things as far as like, oh, I don't care about if I don't win a championship, this, that, and the third. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's really coming down their alley, you know? I mean, people have their own opinions, their own ways, their mentalities. I mean, what is this going to do for Trevor Lawrence? Like, I mean, is he going to slide to the Niners at three now because he said this? No, he's been the best quarterback, probably since he was, 14 in the nation, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a young age. So, like I said, he's not sliding to the Niners. You know, like that R. Kelly song, I wish he would have slid to us, but he's not. So, hey, that's all I got to say, y'all.
Thanks, Antonio. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, what do you think, Dibs, the take would be if the Niners were on the clock? If the Niners were on the clock and it's Trevor Lawrence, clear-cut number one pick, and this story comes out and we're dissecting it at the level that we dissect Justin Fields and Trey Lance and Mac Jones.
I'm going to borrow from Monty Python and say it's just a flesh wound. It wouldn't be the kind of thing that would keep you from taking Trevor Lawrence number one overall. You know, if you were 100% in on Trevor Lawrence with the first pick and this story comes out and you read the quotes, you go from 100 maybe down to a 98, in my opinion. You don't – yeah, it might be something that you file in the back of your brain, but it doesn't get you off of the pick. I don't think Jacksonville reads the story and says, oh, God, we better rethink this. We better dust off our draft board and start to rework who we like at the top. It's something that, again, I think that if I were picking number one and I saw this, maybe I call Trevor and say, hey, Trevor, you know, just let me hear from you that you really do want to win. You know, just appease me. Make me feel good a little bit, Halle Berry.
Yeah, nice. You mentioned you would have a conversation. And, JD, I stated before, this wouldn't get me off of him. But, you know, again, just telling your future employer that you're okay if you don't get it done before you even hit the ground, that's just, you know, it's peculiar.
Go ahead, Kyle.
The Jags didn't read this, and this is the first they're learning this about Trevor Lawrence. They've known Trevor Lawrence is going to be their pick since early January. They've talked to him. They know this about him. They have done all the background research. They knew all of this. This is just new to us. This is not new to the Jaguars. This did not even move the needle in the Jaguars facility, I promise.
And I'm not saying it did. We're just putting ourselves in the shoes of once we heard this and we had the pick, Kyle, and you were about to put the keys in this guy's hands, would this quote be concerning? And if you tell me I'm doing a job interview and I want the best applicant I can get, and the applicant tells me, you know what, if I don't get the job done, I'm going to be okay. That's just a red flag. And again, I'm still drafting Lawrence, but that's a hell of a red flag to me.
Yeah, it wouldn't. I don't think it wouldn't sway me. It wouldn't sway me at all.
Would you find it peculiar, JD? Give me that. Yeah, I think you did. odd.
Not really peculiar, but I do. But the one thing I will say is I do think it adds pressure to perform. If you're going to take that kind of mentality, it means you better be good. You know, it's kind of like the conversation we were having about Mac Jones, right? Mac Jones is going to be an unpopular pick. Mac Jones? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an unpopular pick, and if he's an unpopular pick, then he's going to have to be better quicker. Otherwise, there's going to be more scrutiny. When you say things like that, if you struggle, you're going to have to face more scrutiny more quickly, Dibs.
What's a bigger red flag? Trevor Lawrence saying that, you know, I'm not chasing individual awards, or Mac Jones with a DUI involving an accident, and, by the way, presenting a false ID. If we're talking red flags, which is the bigger red flag?
Mac Jones for me, Goo.
Gosh, I know I'm going to take some heat, but it's Trevor Lawrence, because kids are going to, and I've been in the situation, kids are going to make mistakes, and it was one, but that had nothing to do with football. And I know the importance, you know, mothers against drunk driving, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He was young. But this is a guy basically saying, I'm Teflon, and I can tell you I don't love the sport that you're about to pay me so many millions for, but you're still going to take me. That's some bravado. That's some, if you want to call it privilege, if you want to say the other candidates, especially the black candidates, couldn't have said this, it would be an issue, go ahead. But I'm just telling you, I find it odd, and he didn't need to say it. If I was his best friend, I mean, what the hell are you and Pops talking about? Were you liquored up? What are you talking about? You gain nothing telling the masses that you are okay with not winning. There's nothing positive that comes out of that. Nothing. You're talking too much. That's all.
Again, I feel like you're a little bit of a stretch, the late Willie McCovey right now. A little bit of a stretch on you know, the I don't want to win part of it. But I agree with you to the point of he doesn't really gain by this. I don't think anyone's looking at this and saying, oh, yeah, good for you, not chasing individual awards. And I'm glad you've got this good off-field perspective. I don't know if it necessarily hurts him. If it's a red flag to me, it's one of those tiny flags that you put on your desk. This is not a giant flag that you run up the flagpole.
Let's get to Roberta in San Leandro. Hey, Roberta.
Hey, guys. Great to hear you. Happy Friday. So I understand everyone's perspectives because we have that. But let's just take a step back a sec. Guru, I love your passion. So just take look at Marshawn Lynch. Look at Kareem Jabbar. Look at these fellows who came from, you know, which I love, their backgrounds in high school and college, right? And even after they were drafted, after they were playing, they went for additional degrees because they knew that if they were hurt, if they were injured, they'd have to rely on their own intellect and what other passions they have in life. Now, this young man, let me tell you, I love all these draft picks. That's why I love to listen to your show so much. All of these young guys, they're competing. And I think, even though this guy says he doesn't have a chip on his I think talking about, you know, hey, these other guys are getting looks. You know, you might think you look good with your stats, right? But these guys look darn good next to you. And there's a complexity and a nuance, I think, on the one hand. And on the other hand, you know, this is a whole different generation, Guru. And they're like, oh, I'm laid back. But look at this guy's stats, you know, like you've all said, when he was younger. I mean, this guy is a competitor. He can say he's not. But it's like, you know, oh, come on now. Do you kiss your mama with that mouth? I think that he's a competitor, and he's just not going to admit it. And I think this is all exciting. I can't wait for the draft either.
Thanks, Roberta. Appreciate the call. Good stuff there from Roberta. Let's get to Guru's lock of the day.
It's time for Guru's lock of the day.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Guru's Lock of the Day is brought to you by BetQL. Baseball is back. Basketball teams are battling for playoff spots, including your Golden State Warriors. And BetQL can help you bet on all of it. BetQL analyzes every bet from every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. It's time to get better at betting. Visit BetQL.com and use promo code BAY for 20% off. That's 20% off with promo code BAY, B-A-Y, at BetQL.com. Is it a little hot in here? Because Guru is red hot and so are the Warriors, so it made sense that he stuck with the Dubs minus 6.5 last night against the Cavs.
Bazemore, beautiful feed, goes to JTA, running the floor, gets the reverse layup, and the Warriors go back up by 9, 93-84.
He's still perfect.
That was Tim Roy and Jim Barnett right here on 95.7 The Game. Friend of the program, Juan Toscano-Anderson, poured in 20 points to go with 7 boards and 3 assists, a steal, and a block to help the Warriors cover against the Cavs with a 119-108 victory. Goo, we knew a run was coming from you. You're at 4 straight, just like the Warriors. You're at 23-16-2. Thanks in part to Juan Toscano-Anderson, who you can hear right on this program coming up at 1:30. Guru.
Yeah, and forget cereal. JD is my lucky child. Arm undefeated since he's been sitting in. You gotta love it.
He's magically delicious.
Yeah, I'm gonna be real, Dibs. That fourth quarter started, guys. I was a little like, I jinxed them, but they got it together. Steph went off, and I loved it. I followed the Dubs, y'all. I'm hot. Woke Man. Up the fire truck outside, Dibs. I don't know what they wanted, but a fire in the Johnson household.
I got
to try to hose you up. Yeah, up 5.4 units, Kyle, as we talk about the big units. Shout out Livermore High, but your boy is scalding right there in the unit.
Kyle's got a story,
Dibs. I got a text last night, maybe 3.5 minutes into the Warriors game from Guru that said, I lost. I'm done.
I was, you know, a little early, a little nervous.
45 minutes left.
Yeah, I'm done. Send it off.
Luckily,
but guys, I know we want to get back into it. The pick is in. I'm in South Beach. I'm rolling with the Gigantes, who are getting plus 125 on the run line, minus 1.5. So if the Giants win by 2, you bet $100, you win 125. Anthony DeSclafani against Daniel Castano, making his first start of the year. The Giants' bat haven't woke up. I think they do in Miami. I like the play. Giants minus 1.5. I know Shasky and Ponte will be nervous. I'm jinxing their team, but I'm going with the Gigantes.
Wow.
Man. Yeah. Lock it up, Sam. Your
boy's
JD,
if
hot.
I go 5-0 with you, man, I'm going to have to do a Zoom with you before I do it. You know what I'm saying? To keep it going.
Hashtag ride the goo. Yeah. We're riding the goo. Come on, Sam.
Good stuff, goo. By Austin Slater, Donovan Solano, Mike Yastrzemski, Evan Longoria, Wilmer Flores, Darren Ruff, Buster Posey, Brandon Crawford, and DeSclafani, the lineup, the 9 goo that's going to face the Miami Marlins. What do we got, Dibs? What happened?
Yeah, the 6. Golden Gate. We're running at Golden Gate, JD.
Okay.
What channel is that? Yeah, the horses.
Yeah, TVG. TVG.com. We're online. Yeah.
We've got the Braves money line in Chicago right now at Wrigley. Braves up 4-2, bottom 5.
Look at Kyle.
Yeah, you gave me that pick a little late, Kyle. I couldn't get down. Yeah.
I think you saw it a little late, but that's okay.
Yeah. Cha-chinga Thunder Moneyball.
Live radio.
So there's your guru lock of the day.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to hear from Juan Toscano-Anderson. Who joined us earlier. We're going to re-rack that for you. And it's all straight ahead right here, Steiny, Goober, and Dibs on a Friday on 95.7 The Game.
But first, the Exergen temperature check. It's ice cold in Albany as far as I'm concerned. But weather-wise, it is 65 degrees. It's beautiful in Albany.
Dribble handoff for Bazemore. He tries to drive over to Wiggins on the right side, to Poole, over to JTA, open three, rainbow, rattled that one home. Juan Toscano-Anderson has 17 points, and the Warriors lead 96-84 with 9:30 to go in Cleveland.
Man, if they go ahead and win this, he's the MVP.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
let's get to it. Joining us now, it's an absolute pleasure to be joined by Warriors forward Juan Toscano-Anderson, coming off the 20-point game last night, 8 of 9 from the floor, the career high. JTA, we appreciate you coming on. Thanks a lot. And how are you this morning?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing well here in Boston. It's snowing. Last time I seen snow like this was when I was in college at Marquette, so definitely don't miss this.
Yeah, being out in the Bay, right? That's a whole different ball game now. Being back in the Bay on a regular basis, that's got to be kind of nice to be around what you grew up with.
Oh yeah, for sure. You can't beat the California sunshine, man. So you pay for that, pay for the weather, pay for the location. I'm definitely appreciative of it.
JTA, I want to give you credit, man, and it's not because of last night, but I've come in here after Warrior losses to where you've had a great game, and then the next game you might be a DMP. And I'll come in here like, why didn't Juan play? You know, he had a good game the game before. Can you walk us through your mindset of driving home the night that you don't play after having a good game and basically having the ability to stay ready?
I'd be lying if I sat here and said it didn't get frustrating sometimes, but I mean, it's just the way it is right now. And so, I play my role. I always laugh around. I always tell people, everybody has to play their role to make the movie work. You know, everybody can't be the main character or even, the supporting cast. Sometimes you got to sit it out. And so, I just wait my time, man. I'm here in the NBA. I'm still trying to establish myself, and the best thing I can do is just, be ready when my number's called. And so whenever it is called, I just try to be ready to perform.
You talked about the movie, and your story will make someday an incredible movie, going from, 95th to Miss Addles teaching you at Montero Middle School. You go to Castro Valley and then to Mexico and you make it back. Do you allow yourself time to just step back and realize and appreciate just how remarkable your journey has been?
Yeah, I mean, I'm appreciative every day just because I know what life can be. But at the same time, I am getting kind of tired of being, this super cool story. I understand it's a cool story to some, but, I feel like I deserve to be here. I've earned this. I've worked for it. And so I'm kind of past that. But, in regards to appreciation, I'll never take this game for granted. This game has changed my life. It's such a fun game. And, it beats having any other job. So as far as appreciation goes, I'll do my best to always stay grounded and, be appreciative of the basketball.
Juan Toscano-Anderson joining us here on 95.7 The Game. It's Steiny Guru and Dibs here on a Friday. Juan, what's changed over the course of these last four games? The tough loss against the Wizards on Friday, you guys get the win against Houston, and now it really seems like you're rolling. What has triggered this run to get this squad back to 500?
I think it's just finding a groove. There's a lot of games in the season, you're going to have some low points, some high points. That's what I'm learning. But, the best teams always find ways to win. And so I think it's just a matter of us clicking, a matter of everybody knowing their roles. Even though I'm not sure what place we're in, whether we're in 10th or 9th, but, we still have a shot at the playoffs. And I think, with us clicking now, I think it's the perfect time, we could sit here and say it's unfortunate that it's at the end of the season or, whatever the time frame may be. But like I said, gearing up to get ready for playoffs, I think us clicking now is, what better than, going into the playoffs if we can get in.
Juan, we have fun on the show all year long, after every Warriors game reacting. And my thing has been they go get hot. And, you get a little white hot but not real hot. And then last night I see you on the postgame with our guy Bonte and Molly, and you say nobody wants to see the Dubs in a seven-game series. I jumped up off the couch screaming at the TV like, that's it. Did you feel that way before the four-game winning streak, or have you always had that mindset? Because I'm with you. Nobody want to see y'all in a seven-game series.
I mean, you know, I'm not sitting here saying that we're going to beat every team and win the championship. By no means am I saying that just yet. But I don't think any team is looking at the standings saying, you know, we'd rather have Golden State over any team, or we'd rather see Steph Curry every night over any team. And, you know, I truly believe that. You know, that guy, man, when you have that guy on your team and everybody's doing their job and playing well, I think we can be a really good team. So, I'm excited to see what we can do in the playoffs. I think we can surprise a lot of people. I think we have the pieces. I think it's just a matter of putting it all together. And so I truly believe that. I don't think any team is looking at their schedule and, you know, having us as their preference and opponent. Mm.
You mentioned Steph Curry, and right now he's on an historic run with the 9 straight games over 30 points. What is it like seeing somebody up close like that who is on such a heater, who's playing in the flow state as he has been for the better part of a month now?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's amazing to watch. It's kind of funny because I don't even know if he heard me in the middle of the game. I don't even remember what he did, honestly, because there's just so many plays that he's amazing. But in the middle of the game, I'm running back on defense. I'm like, damn, man, like, you continue to impress me every game. And I just laughed it off. But it's true, man. He's so impressive. He does crazy things. And it's just such a pleasure to be playing alongside of a GOAT, man. I truly believe if – you know, I always tell people, man, Steph Curry is going to be arguably a top 10 player, you know, to ever play the game. But I think if he can get to 5-6 rings, I think there's no debate in having him in the top 5, you know, to ever play the game. I mean, why could you not? Unanimous MVP, championships. I mean, he's done pretty much everything. So I would love for him to get those 5-6 rings and, you know, shut all that conversation down, you know, at least for him to be in the top 5, in my opinion.
Juan Toscano-Anderson joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Juan, how much do you take from Draymond? Because there are comps, you know, hey, Juan, you know, does a little of this and a little of that, a little bit of everything, plays with an edge. You know, Draymond obviously brings those things to the table. I see you vibing with Damian Lee, too, who brings a little bit of an edge. How much do you vibe off of Draymond, and how much of the success of this team this season when they are successful is it's a whole lot of Steph, but it's also bringing that edge, like y'all got something to prove?
Yeah, I mean, at least for myself, I do have something to prove every night. Like I said, I'm trying to establish myself in this league still. As for learning from Draymond, I think it's really a treat. You know, I don't take it for granted. I've always been a fan of Draymond. I've always loved what he does, and he's always been one of my favorite players. You know, the average basketball fan doesn't see his impact and his presence on the game, and a lot of what he does not show up in the stat sheet, even though he's notching triple-doubles here and there. But, you know, there's a huge chunk of what he does that doesn't show up in the stat sheet. So that's the difference, man. You need guys like that. You need guys like Draymond. You know, I would hope for a team to need a guy like myself, but you need guys like that to surround Steph Curry, because Steph is going to do what he's going to do. It's just up to everybody else to, you know, do their job. And so I'm always trying to bring value to the team. I always want my teammates to know that I have their back. You know, when I put that jersey on, I'm ready to go to war for my team. So, and I just got that edge, man. Like I said, I could be anywhere else in the world doing anything, but here I am playing professional basketball for the Warriors. So, you know, it's me or you when we out there competing, and I would much rather it be me. So, you know, that's just the edge I carry.
I love it. Straight perspective. JTA, this is going to be random, but I got to ask you. You know, our society, our world now, so much is predicated on social media. And as an athlete, I'm just curious, you know, and I won't bring up it, you know, we see the Durants responding to people on social media. How much do you look at it, and do you want to respond to trolls, or do you just look at it and put it down? Like how does JTA handle social media?
You know what, man, social media is a very precious thing, like, or I shouldn't say precious, a very fragile thing. You know, like, I sit there and I'll respond to somebody just out of, I get bored too. You know, I'm a normal human being. You know, I get bored just like everybody else does. You know, sometimes I'm looking for entertainment, And, you know, I don't sit there and respond to everybody. I sit there and troll people. And I have to catch myself because then there's a million comments, people saying, you know, don't let that bother you. Then people are screenshotting it, putting it on Twitter. As for, you know, a few weeks ago, there was a guy that was saying I wasn't, you know, he didn't see me as being a rotational piece for the Warriors. And that part kind of bothered me just because it's like I would never walk into Elon Musk's office or I would never walk into Jay-Z's studio or and critique what they're doing. You know why I would never do that is because I'm not a professional at what they do. And I just do not understand how people nowadays feel like their opinion is valued or warranted. You know, it doesn't make sense to me. As for myself, like I said, I would never walk into another professional's domain and critique them. And I don't understand why people who have never played basketball at this level are critiquing people. So I have my opinions. I keep them to myself. I don't go out on social media. I don't do anything. I mind my business. But it doesn't bother me, man. When I'm on the phone, I'm looking at it, I'll respond, and then when I put my phone down, I go back to my regular life because my regular life is cracking. I got people who love me. I play basketball. I'm healthy. I got family. So I'm not worried about those people on the internet, man. A lot of that stuff is just out of, you know, like I said, boredom. I'm a normal person like everybody else. I get bored. I have downtime in my day, and, you know, sometimes I'm just respond.
That's how much are you right? looking forward to being back home at Chase Center and having fans actually in the arena? Because I know myself and many of the listeners out there, we're dying to see you guys in person. Is that something you're looking forward to having happen again soon?
Hell yeah. I'm so excited to have fans. I can't wait. You know, last year was a lot of fun having fans in the building. And it's just been, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's still been fun to compete, but, you know, the fans bring a whole different dynamic to the game. They bring just so much more energy. You know, I think it brings out a lot of competitiveness in guys. And so I'm looking forward to it. And I think we got some great fans, man. You know, Dub Nation is dope. It's kind of funny that I'm calling them Dub Nation, and I used to be a part of Dub Nation, so... I'm just super excited, man, to have fans back. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Juan, how much, if at all, have you given thought toward next year and just the desire to continue to be a part of something special as this team, you know, tries to ramp back to getting to a championship caliber level again? I know you've played your way, I think everybody would agree, into where you're going to be playing somewhere on somebody's team in somebody's rotation. But how much would you like that to be with the Warriors specifically?
Yeah, I mean, I catch myself thinking about it sometimes, but I have to check myself. You know, I always have to get – I just want to get through today. I don't want to consume myself with things that are, you know, out of my control. Yeah, it would be great to stay and play for the Warriors, but at the end of the day, I do understand it's a business, and, you know, the Warriors will do what's best for what they feel like is best for the Warriors, and, you know, I'll do what's best for what I feel like is best for Juan. And so with all that being said, though, I think it would be ideal for me to stay home and play. Who would not want to, you know, be playing for their home team? You know, that is just... I mean, every night's fun, man. You know, in the locker room, I ask Steph, I'm tonight. You gonna put on a show tonight? But I say those things because I truly am enjoying what I myself right now. Those are the little things that are fun, that I get to really just kick comments like that to Steph, like the greatest shooter in the world, and be like, hey, yo, 30, what you doing tonight? Like, I'll be my kids and my grandkids and stuff like that. So. I just try to enjoy the moment and not think too deeply about what's to come. You know, I said a lot of that stuff is out of my control.
Love it. Hey, JTA, I'm watching you hit threes last night, celebrate. You bring the intangibles, and I know you're in season. And I'm thinking to myself, he can bring the ball up. What part of your game, like, how do you expand? Let's just say you fast forward to the offseason. He said, you know what, I'm going to go in the lab and work on this, or I'd like to develop this.
Well, I definitely want to continue mastering what, you know, what's expected of me. I want to be a superstar in my role. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to try to add some things to my game, improve my ball handling, you know, improve my finishing around the rim, you know, get a consistent floater maybe and things like that. I just want to be super versatile, and I think that's where my value has always been. And I think that's why, you know, Steve likes me is just because he can pretty much plug me anywhere he needs me to or he needs to. So, man, I got a lot of work to do this summer. I still feel like my back is against the wall. You know, I don't have a guaranteed contract, and I'm going to approach every day like that. You know, I'm still on an audition.
Juan, for those of us who haven't played in the league, and I don't like my chances at 5'8" and 52 years old, we kind of live through guys like you. What's a better feeling, the two-hand smash at the rim or draining a three ball from the right wing?
That one last night, I'm going to go with the dunk.
it was cold.
That one just felt good. That one felt really good. I hadn't got a dunk like that all year, I don't think. I don't know. Maybe I had the little windmill. That was cool. But that dunk was just different. I was able to just – I don't know. It just felt different. So I'm going to go with the dunk.
Man.
Yeah, that one felt good. That one was a lot of
– JTA out there balling.
I got to think, though, Juan, the three ball's got to feel good for you too, though, because I know you put in a lot of work with that three ball specifically, and it's, you know, it's really paid off for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, hard work pays off, and I know that sounds so cliche, but it's so true. You know, I'm in there every day working with, you know, my coaches, trying to improve, trying to stay consistent, trying to extend my range. And I'm understanding of what's needed in this offense. I'm understanding of what's needed to play around guys like Clay, Steph, and Dre. And so, you know, that's the core. I feel like that's what being built around, and so I'm understanding of that, and so I have to improve in the places where my value is. So this is going to be a big summer for me, man. I'm super excited. I'm super excited to get to work. Last summer was the first summer since I've been playing professional where I've had, you know, all the resources that I needed, I guess, per se. You know, I had a consistent weight room. I had you know, food, consistent, you know, just nutrition, all that stuff, treatments, film, all that stuff. I've never had that consistently every day at any point in time in my professional career. So I take full advantage of those resources I have now.
Juan, well, you're definitely taking advantage with the way you've been playing, and we really appreciate you taking some time out. And best of luck on the rest of the road trip, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, good stuff there from Juan Toscano-Anderson as he just looks to keep it rolling, Dibs, and the Warriors look to keep it rolling with four consecutive victories going into tomorrow night at Boston.
And it's nice for them to go into the Boston-Philly two-step coming off of four straight wins. Not that you can rest on your laurels or feel like mission accomplished, but you're back to 500. And now at 500, you're the 9 seed, and you've got these two tough road games. But, JD, we've looked at the schedule. We've played the schedule game ad nauseum. This is really one of your last tough, really tough two-game road stretches. I know you have the back-to-back against the Pelicans coming up, but, you know, you get a split here, and you feel good coming home with a dozen or so games left to go, feeling like you've got a chance, Goo, to get to that 8 spot, which means you only have to win one play-in game, and God forbid they climb all the way up to 6, which I know is a long shot, but, man, if they're as hot as you've been, and they've been hot, 4 in a row for them, 4 in a row for you in the lock of the day, you start to think about, you know, maybe they can do some damage.
And you know what, Dibs? You're feeling me. I'm feeling you, and I'm feeling that. JD, I look at you with the beanie on Zoom now, and I'm thinking, man, if they were to manipulate and just get and stay super hot, you know, because you're talking about Dame, who's a 6 seed right now for MVP, him, Jokic, or Embiid. Yeah. I'm just saying, I didn't back the truck up all the way to where if they went on a major run and Curry flurry continues, I mean, we might have action. I don't know, but that's how drunk I am of what's ahead of the Warriors and how excited I am.
You know what's funny about that, Goo? And we kind of got off that topic after we started the show yesterday with it, and I was going to come down your road had we continued and say, you know what? I can already hear 2 weeks from now when Steiny's back and it's and Dibs is here and Goo, you're here and you're saying, you know what? Maybe Steph Curry should be in the conversation for the MVP again because this Warriors record, their team is closer to where that of Portland and Dallas is. I was really surprised that you went so far down that I'm not having any of it road, Goo. I really was.
Well, and again, I'll just preface it with it was the team aspect that he was missing. That's all the portfolio was missing was the team aspect, Dibs. So if they stay hot and, Lord, get to six, we got to – I'm just saying, man, I didn't think that was possible.
If Curry ends up in the top five in MVP voting, it's because the team did go on a great run because, you know, there's, I think, four or five bona fide candidates on better teams who've had comparable, if not better, years who will garner more vote support. But as they win – and as he continues to hang 30-plus on everyone, you can't help but think that, you know, Juan Toscano-Anderson mentioned it in the piece. He's doing things now that has his teammates saying, wow.
Took one day. It took one day for Guru to come over. Like, where was that? Goo, where was that at 10:35 yesterday morning, Goo? Where was that? It took one win against Cleveland, and now all of a sudden you're starting to wonder.
No, and also, too, going around in our league, I'm looking at Utah losing at home right now to the lowly Pacers. I mean, there's some contenders and pretenders, man. And I'm just saying, okay, now it's go time. And without Oubre and Wiseman, I'll be watching that, guys, because if they beat a good Boston or Philly team without Oubre, I'm not – of course, he's coming back. But then I'm starting to think, like, man, you know, the future is now because they're doing it without him, Dibs, and I can't ignore that.
Yeah, without Oubre, without Wiseman, without Pascal, and they have not only not missed a beat, but they've actually been playing a little bit better. So, man, looking forward to this two-gamer against Boston and Philly. And J.D., before we step aside and dip out, good job this week. I got to tip the cap to you, or tip the beanie in this case to you, J.D. You stepped in, you did a nice job, and I look forward to next time you get a chance to fill in here, middays with Steiny, Guru, and Dibs.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate you guys for having me. Finish strong. I'm all about finishing strong. I think we finished the week strong.
Yeah, I love the Juan Toscano-Anderson interview. That was awesome. I'm glad we had a chance to rack that baby back.
Hell yeah.
Let's quickly go around the weekend here as far as, all right, Warriors have, obviously, are they going to beat Boston? I want to ask you about the Warriors tomorrow in Boston. What do you got? And what do the Giants do this weekend?
Well, Giants win the series for sure.
Two or three?
I think it starts. Yeah, it starts tonight. I mean, Goo's on the Giants, the orange and black today, so they're going to win today. I think they'll win two or three, and I'm going to call a split for the Golden State Warriors. I think they get Boston, but Philly gets them in the second half.
I'm with you, and yeah, they get Boston, lose to Philly, and the Giants sweep Miami.
Giants sweep Miami. Yeah. Wow, I'm going Giants take two out of three, and the Warriors take two on the chin to Boston and Philly to dip back to two under. But they're still going to get back on a roll and finish above 500. So it's not really going to matter, but it's going to feel like it's going to matter next week when you guys are talking about it. Really appreciate you guys having me for the week. Steiny back on Monday. For Daryl the Guru Johnson, for Dan Dibley, thanks to Kyle, thanks to Sam, thanks to Spadoni as well earlier this week. Damon Ratto and Kolsky coming up next. Steve Kerr joins them at 3, and Nick Friedel's in for Damon. So make sure you keep it locked right here on 95.7 The Game.